Charlie Z the Great.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pound for Pound Christmas Radio. Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah, Rodney, fan of mine, big fan of mine from Australia, supposed to co-host. Intermission, 1 second. Yeah, I posted new videos at the Grove. You know, chilling with the fans. What can I say? It's been a stellar year for me. I beat the fuck out of everybody, man. 72 wins in 1 year. I mean, that's going to be hard to top. But I don't need to top it. I just need to get to that 200. I just need to win 23 fights next year. That's it. 23 wins away from the another milestone. 100, and that was the first milestone, the ultimate milestone that I was supposed to reach, and I did it now. 200, that was just, that's surreal. I'm going to do it, man. All right, got a caller. Riding the yarn there with number one, pound for pound king, Charlie Zelenoff. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it doing, champ? Been a while since we've done a show. I can't wait to get through a few things. It's been a hell of a year for you. 72 wins, wow. I mean, that's incredible. And not only 72 wins, man, you traveled halfway across the world to get a few, and you demolished some really quality opponents, even war-hardened people and MMA fighters, the lot. You've done it all this year, and congratulations.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I know. More than a few, actually. I won 11 fights in Ukraine. Well, the real reason, I hate to mention her, but my ex-wife is the reason I went to Ukraine. But in the meantime, I did pick up a lot of great victories there and some wins that I'll never forget, you know what I mean? It's just... Now these motherfuckers know. They know what a world champion is, you know, like not only like see even in LA I go to gyms like to different fighters' gyms and beat their ass, but see I'm still in LA, but Ukraine was completely not my turf, you know what I mean? Like it was completely I got some Ukrainian in me, but I'm more Russian than Ukrainian, and really I'm American. You know, if you saw the video I posted today, I'm pointing at the American flag. But so I went to a different country, beat everybody's ass on their home country and their home gyms, man. Whoop all their motherfucking ass, man.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and you know, going to Ukraine, there was no doubt you could see there. You could just see through the people that you fought there. There was no doubt that you gained a lot of respect over there, and there was not a doubt in my mind that you were the most feared fighter in Ukraine. And but in saying that, when you got back to your home ground, you absolutely demolished that Israeli soldier in fine fashion. And there was no doubt Charlie Z was back on home soil. That was one hell of a victory.
Thanks, man. Yeah, actually, my first fight back was against the U.S. Marine, that UFC bullshit gym, paid professional actor gym. Yeah, smashed them. I beat two Marines since I came back. It's funny, I used to beat their ass all the time before I left, and when I came back, I come right back and I go right back to whooping their ass, man. Now, I got nothing against Marines, but, you know, they're no match for me, man. So if any Marines are listening to this, man, you guys are 0-13 right now, man. They're 0-13 against the GOAT, man. 13 Marines have lost to me.
And, 72 wins, that's one hell of a year, but next year's going to be very special for you when you bring up the 200. I mean, that's never been done.
Yeah.
It's never been done what you've done as it is, but 200 is going to be very special.
Yeah, 200 now next year. That's it. I mean, come on. All I got to do is win 23 fights. You know, it's if 72, if I did 72 and then 23 fights, and then that's like, that's easy work, Charlie's there.
And are you finding it, do you like being back at home, on your home soil and fighting back at home more so than Ukraine?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't really matter. When I'm fighting, man. I cross everything out, like where I'm at, you know. Like, I actually like being the road fighter sometimes, where all the motherfuckers are rooting for the other guy, and I just hit him in the face so many times that I just, you know what I mean? It's like if you're watching a basketball game, the other, the road team just scores all these three-pointers, and the crowd just shuts the fuck up, and the players, you know, they're done. You know, they're mentally beat, they're physically beat. That's the same thing. I mentally and physically beat my opponent, and I beat the crowd at the same time, simultaneously. I beat them all, and I beat the haters all simultaneously, single-handedly and simultaneously. I beat all these motherfuckers when I win, every time I win. And that's what makes me the greatest.
Well, the other thing there too, which definitely separates you from all the rest, was over there in Ukraine. You weren't only putting them away, but you know, you had a couple of bare knuckle fights, and again, they proved to be no match for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had that last one though against that heavyweight boxer. I punched him with some good shots, man. Started off with a left hook, and then that right hand. His head literally turned. I mean, that was amazing, man. I'd say that was the best win of the whole year, man. Literally, if I had to pick one, but you know, that was phenomenal.
No, that was a hell of a victory, and I've got to mention, and I personally can't wait until you bring out a couple of these T-shirts. There, I'm definitely going to order a couple, and I believe they're going to be hand signed by you, so I can't wait to get me hands on them.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm gonna see. Well, I already talked to the girl that's doing. Well, there's a chick that's doing them for me, and she works at the print shop. And she emailed me, talked on the phone, and yeah, it's like right now it's just Christmas season, it's holidays, but they'll be the shirts will be at my house, like, any second. And once I get them, well, I got to keep one for myself because, you know, I plan to wear it to my next fight when I get 178. You know, I got a notch 178. I want to wear the GOAT Charlie Zelenoff. It looks nice. I saw the design. She sent it to me. It looks good. Fans are not going to be disappointed, and they're definitely not going to be disappointed in the next victory, but the haters will be very disappointed.
There's no two ways about it. The haters are very disappointed all the time, man, because, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing and putting the opponents away in style. And, man, it's getting to the stage there where they're actually looking ridiculous, you know, because this year, as I say, 72 wins, and, you know, it's just remarkable. And, you know, once you hit that magical 200, well, you know, I mean, the world's your oyster, man, and Charlie Z is boxing, and you know, you've been
doing
it for many years now, and your name is always around, man, and you know, these other guys, they come and go, but Charlie Z's always there.
Thanks, bro. We're very well fed, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I'm already at a stage where I literally have nothing to prove, but you know, yeah, you know, 200 is a nice number to have. Question is, once I get there, well, you know, is it retire, is it keep going? I don't know. That will be decided once I get there, you know. Obviously, after I get score 200, I'm gonna, you know, chill out, relax, enjoy the milestone. But I don't know, I said that about 100, and then when I got 100, you know, like a few weeks passed, and I went and got one-on-one, man, you know what I mean?
No, look, there's no doubt, man. I mean, look, you were born a fighter, man, and you know, fighting's in your blood. And I think, man, I personally don't think you'll ever retire, and I hope you don't, because you know, I enjoy every one of your fights, and Man, even the haters do, man. That's why they hate, because either way you look at it, they sit there and they watch the fights, and everybody does, man. You're a world-renowned fighter, and, you know, the longer you go, the better.
Thanks, bro. But you say you hope I never retire. I can't fight till I'm 90 years old, man. You know what I mean? I gotta retire on top, man. You know what I mean? Well, at least when I'm 40, 41, 42. You know what I mean? The tops. I done said it at age 40 is when. No, I'm gonna fight when I'm 40. I'm gonna have one more fight when I turn 40, and then that'll be it. If I don't know, maybe I'll retire earlier. Maybe I'll retire at 35. I don't know. Because see, the thing is, with me, I'm the GOAT. I've won so many fights that I'm on the pace that I'm on. It's I'm so much ahead of everybody that I could retire, you know, young. You know what I mean?
No,
I know you
want to
see me
look,
fight, but it's just, yeah, but no, nah, man. I gotta go out on top,
whenever,
bro.
Whenever that day does come, man, there's one thing for sure. You definitely will go on top, and, you know, I mean, you've already rewritten the history books. You already are going to go down as the best boxer to ever lace them up, that's for sure.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, these mainstream corners, I beat them, man. I physically beat them. I exposed them. I beat Deontay Wilder and beat MMA, Jill Zavala. Like I said, this year, though, I beat the toughest opponent. He was under the radar. I don't even know his name, but remember the ninjutsu Muay Thai motherfucker that moved, the guy that moved like a ninja, cruiserweight, 194 pounder? He was like, you know what I'm talking about, when 173.
He was one hell of an awkward opponent.
That's what I'm saying. That guy would destroy Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder is just so open and glass-jawed and sloppy, and he would just wait for Wilder to swing and miss, and this is at one spot. The second Wilder misses, this guy would hit Wilder, Wilder would hit the ground. Wilder's a clown, bro, I'm telling you. See, I don't like that guy, that ninja guy, I don't like that guy, but I'm still giving him his just due, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I just proved that if Wilder was a good fighter, I would have said it. He's not horrible, but he's average. He's not nearly as, like, this retard Ellie Segback keeps hyping him up and all this shit. He's one of the best heavyweights. All the fuck no. Hit this motherfucker in the ring. This guy flew away, man. And outside the ring, like, I started hitting him in the body. I was already on my way to knocking him out again or TKOing him again. And then he catches me with a lucky punch. And then he starts throwing at me while I'm on a knee. He didn't let me get up because he was scared. He knew he got a lucky punch in. He knew that once I get up, I'd hit him with that heat again, man. Hit him with that heat again in the jaw, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's why I went outside. Look, fuck Wilder, man. He's old news, man. You know what I mean?
No, well, that's exactly right. I mean, look, honestly, what has he done this year, man? And what has anyone done this year compared to you? That's what I mean. You're 72.
No,
weeks, that sums it up.
Nothing, man. Literally, man. It's like, no offense, man, to all the other fighters out there. There's good fighters out there, but not, man. It's 72 wins, man. I don't think there's anybody who's even scored 10 wins, man. Hell no. Fucking. Hey, listen, man. It's just, I'm honored to be who I am. Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. And it is what it is, man. So, I mean, 177-0. My last victory was good, too. It's kind of underrated, but I beat the shit out of that Mexican cruiserweight boxer. He was pretty tough, you know. He kept getting popped in the face, kept getting popped in the body. He kept coming. So, I mean, he did have heart. You saw my last win, 177?
I did. No, that
yeah,
was another,
I mean,
hell of a performance.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, the jab, you know, I put that jab on him, and then that jab was landing. I mean, not just in the body, but it was hitting his face. Like, I remember, like, not just on video, I remember hitting him in the face, like, over and over. This motherfucker, it was target practice, man. And the Israeli soldier, yeah, that was more exciting, but that's how I'm going to come out in my next fight, man. Just come out bombing. I got two styles, but the style where I swarm, it's better because it finishes the opponent quicker. And there's no need to prolong a fight when I can end it with the first few hits. There's such a great, spectacular year. There's only been one little setback Told you I got jumped by two pussies, the two bouncer clowns, right?
Yeah.
I want to knock out the bouncer that jumped me. Yeah, of course it doesn't count. Come on, he fucking cheap shot at me when I wasn't looking. We were arguing, and then when I turned away, you know, he cheap shot at me. And he had his boy right next to him. And then when I started fighting back, his boy had jumped on me, and then he restrained me. So how's that a fight?
Nah, well, that's exactly right, man. That's not a fight, as you say, man. They just jumped you, and, man, there's no doubt the goat will have his revenge come the right time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like Glidel Rhodes, he pulled some shit like that, you know. Like, thing is, he didn't have a second person, but he cheap shot at me while I was punching Mayweather. This motherfucker jumped in and, you know what I mean? That doesn't count. That's not a fight because I was punching. I was in a fight versus Mayweather, and this dude just comes out. Just, you know, I thought it was him and a bunch of other people because I covered up. If I knew that it was only him, are you kidding me? I would have got up and knocked him the fuck out. I didn't know it was only him. I thought the whole fucking gym jumped on me, you know, because I was there by myself and I knocked out, fucked up Mayweather. But that fight was a long time ago, man. I was 20-0 at that time, man. I won hundreds of fights after that, you know. And despite the distraction of being divorced, separated with my wife, you know, I'm still winning fights. And I hate that bitch, you know. I completely got over her, and I done told you, and you know, we can expose her on the radio. I talked to her 2 days ago. She's on that yayo, man. You know, cocaine yayo.
No, well, look, there's no doubt that you're better off without her, if that's the case. And, man, I just want to touch on one thing there. With all the problems there that you did have in your relationship, it certainly didn't show in your performances, you know. And a lot of great athletes there, when they do have personal problems and have their ups and downs in their home lives, it does show. That's exactly right. They fall apart, man. And whereas, you know, the goat, Charlie Z, man, he picks himself up. And, man, if you ask me, honestly, I'm not just saying this, man. It seems as though when you got back to your homeland, it seems as though you really have fired since. You know, not that you didn't in Ukraine. You had some fantastic victories. But the way that you put away the Israeli soldier, man, that was something else, you know. That as I said to you at the time, that'd have to go down in as one of the top five victories that you've had, and you even agreed on that.
Oh, you're saying thanks, bro. You're saying that in LA I looked better, stronger.
Well, it just seems as though, man, you know, you were a man on a mission, you know, like you're putting them away over there, you know. I don't know. I asked myself whether, you know, the separation with your wife might have had something to do with it, whether you were more determined or, you know, you had a little anger inside of you. But whatever it is, man, it's definitely showed that they were fantastic performances since you've got home.
Thanks. Yeah. No, I lost all feelings for her. She even told me she has another guy now, and that bitch can go fuck herself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and anyway, man, regardless, Charlie Z has no trouble in the women department anyway, man.
I'm flirting with a lot of girls. Like, some girl gave me her number today, and, you know, she's already messaging me and shit. You know, we'll see what happens. She's also far, though, you know what I mean? Like, long distance, all this shit, long distance. I got to maybe try to get a girl out in L.A., but see, like I said, in Hollywood, they got a lot of stuck-up women. But not everybody. We'll see, right? We'll see, man. Yeah, man.
And as far as your hit list goes, man, like for next year, is there anybody out there that you'd really like to take on in particular? Like I remember speaking to you a little while back, and you mentioned they were talking a lot about that Joshua, and you know, man, there's no doubt you'd put him away like no tomorrow. But is there anyone like yourself that you'd really like to aim up at next year, and you know, have a good victory.
Yeah. Well, Joshua's a clown. He's TV fighters and they're no good. They're overrated. The Muay Thai ninjutsu dude that I beat, I would want a rematch with him and knock him out. That was a good fight. And since he's number two, I'm number one. The fans, I mean, it would definitely be. I already know how he fights. I beat him on points the first time. The rematch, I'd put him to sleep or I'd at least TKO him. Wouldn't be points. Joshua, yeah, you know, moral victory, you know. Dude sucks. He's overrated, man. I've seen his little bullshit fighting bombs. He's just like Deontay Wilder, man. And speaking of paid actors, you know when I was in Ukraine beating everybody's ass? Why didn't fucking Klitschko say anything? Not a word. I went to his home country. This motherfucker ducked me for years when I was in L.A. And I went to his home country where he's originally from. And he couldn't. And I beat 11 motherfuckers. The killer soldier I beat, that guy would kill Klitschko, man. You know what I'm saying? The Sambo dudes I beat, them motherfuckers would destroy him. I went to Ukraine and beat better fighters than Klitschko. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fine, Klitschko don't want to fight? You going duck? It's all right. I'll beat better fighters than him. He's a bum, dude. Lost to the Cokehead Fury. And that dude, these guys fight once a year, man. They're not real fighters, man.
Man, I'm pretty sure it's Klitschko.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if Klitschko heard that the GOAT was coming to Ukraine, man, he would have got a one-way ticket out of there, man, to avoid you.
Yeah, but one day I may see him and beat the shit out of him on the street. I seen him and his brother showed up to Tiger's gym where I used to train, and they don't walk around with no security or nothing, you know what I mean? If I see him one-on-one, man, he's going to get knocked out. Because there's no way I can get him in the ring because he doesn't want to fight. You know, Wilder fought. Yeah, I mean, Wilder could happen. I mean, he's ducking too, but Wilder already got in the ring with me. Klitschko is a bum, but he's terrified of me. So the only way is to beat his ass on the street, even though it may be a little risk. But I think it's the reward would be, I mean, he sucks, but it's a moral reward, beating him and then beating the haters at the same time. But no, I beat so many fighters, so much better fighters than him. I forgot about Klitschko, bro. Forgot about Klitschko. I forgot about Wilder. I forgot about all these motherfuckers, man. But I was watching my fight with Wilder. I seen him. I hit him in the jaw. He flew the fuck away, man.
Nah, well, that's exactly right. All those guys, as I said before, man, they come and go, but you're always around. And, you know, that's what makes UBF so special, man, is because there is only one champion, and you know, you're active all the time. You know, you rarely take breaks. You fight through injuries, and man, you fight all comers, and nobody can say that, man.
Yeah, I even fight. I beat the shit out of a wrestler in Ukraine in a street fight. I came out. You know, I came out. I was gunning. I was trying to knock him out on the feet, and then he took me down, and then I beat him on the ground and beat that dynamic of a fighter, you know, like, you know, I'm not a ground fighter, but I still beat his ass on the ground using my punches. So, like, yeah, you know what I mean? And the dude was like, professional wrestler. Like, he, 5 years, he did wrestling, you know what I mean? Look, put it like this. A bad wrestler would beat, you know, most boxers, in the street, like most average boxers, like in the street fight. For example, any bad wrestler would destroy any paid professional actor from HBO in a street fight. He would just take him down. Notice I said bad wrestler. All he has to do is take him down. You know what I mean? He wasn't a bad wrestler. He was, you know, he got his ass beat, man. He landed some punches too, but, you know, It was a tough fight, but in the beginning I was definitely winning. I finished the fight phenomenal. You know, I hit him with so many punches, and yeah, I had a lot of great wins in Ukraine, man. L.A., Vegas, literally all three places that I went to. And when the last victory I had in Vegas, I beat Samir. He's a boxer, a clown. He was undefeated, 3-0, whatever. I crushed the motherfucker. It's on video.
No, well,
you've seen that, right? The TMT, there's no doubt
the victories in Ukraine were pretty special because, man, they are really tough guys over there. There's no two ways about it. You could see that they're battle-hardened sort of people, man.
They are, man. That's what I'm saying. These delusional haters always running their mouth. They're saying, oh, if Charlie ever goes to jail, he's not going to survive. Man, in jail, motherfuckers are terrified of me. I didn't knock anyone out in jail. I almost did because over there in jail, they throw you in the hole. They punish you. They prolong your stay in jail. They, you know what I mean? If you, especially me being everybody knowing who I am in the L.A. County jail. If I fuck somebody up in jail, they would. My point is, I survived jail. Not only did I survive, but I taught people how to fight over there. And like the Southsiders, the you know, all the motherfuckers. They were scared of me. They were. You know what I mean? It's like they knew. Like, oh shit, it's the champ, Charlie Z. Man, we ain't gonna mess with this motherfucker. Man, it's like, and there was a few real life haters that I punked in jail too, which is hilarious. You know, these delusional retards on the internet, and they said that if I ever go to like Ukraine or whatever, that they were writing comments like saying that you're gonna get killed in Ukraine. I stayed there 3 months, and so far I killed it. You know what I mean? In fights, I beat the fuck out of everybody. Hey, I came back alive, man. See, the haters wrong again. Do you understand these people are mentally ill? They're crazy. Like everything they say, they're always wrong. Like, wouldn't you get tired if you kept, you know, downgrading an athlete and that athlete just continue to prove you wrong for years and years and years? Wouldn't you just give up eventually? Then you give up, man. I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know what their plan, their goal. These people are sick in the head. I don't think they have any plans or goals, but if they're thinking they're going to see my downfall, you know, they're not. They think cheap, when I got cheap shotted a few times, that's not a downfall. That's called a cheap shot. Nobody's ever beaten me in a fair fight. Hell no. Nobody ever will.
No, that's exactly right, man. And you know, regardless of what people say, man, I mean, you're known all around the world, and you know, you beat guys from all around the world, and it doesn't get any better than that.
I beat everybody, man. I beat literally everybody. All styles, Marines. I wouldn't be surprised if the next victim is a Marine. I even beat a Navy SEAL. SEALs are tougher than Marines, but. You remember my fight with the Navy SEAL that I had this year? He kept clinching me, and I hit him with some nice shots. That jab, I hit him, he flew away. He just wasn't. I was a Navy SEAL, and you could tell he was a good boxer. You know what I mean? He didn't get stage fright like most of these Marines do. They get stage fright, and they get knocked the fuck out. Like that Marine that I chased down, and he was running away from me, and I knocked him the fuck out. That was hilarious, man. That motherfucker started running. I'm like, homeboy, where are you running, man? Nah, you got to go to sleep, man. You got to hit the ground. Bam! Yeah, going overtime. Merry Christmas to all the real fans and the Uzno haters. My advice, hang yourselves. Yeah, man. So any more questions on next year?
And are you planning on getting straight back into it next year, or are you going to have a little time off? Or?
No, man. My time off is now, bro. I haven't fought in 12 days. For me, that's time off. But for the actors, it's not. Man, these clowns fight once a year, bro. Twice a year, whatever. No, hell no, right? I'm not going to tell anybody when the fight is, but it's already. Yeah, so I already know when I'm fighting. I'm just gonna say early January. Yeah, straight at it. Not on New Year's, but you know, yeah.
No, that's gonna be awesome, man. I can't wait to see you in action in January and put away another victim.
Yeah, but this one is gonna be like. To start the year, you know, You know, I start and end every year phenomenal. So, I mean, to start the year, I'm shoot for the knockout, man. I'm gonna come out throwing bombs at him, throwing just fucking bombs, and just no jabs, no none of that. Just gonna throw bombs, and it works. These heavyweights, man, they can't fuck with me. I'm too fast. Once I start hitting them left, right, this is it. Whatever they do, if they defend, they get stopped right away. And if they start throwing back, they make my job even easier because then they leave themselves open, and then I hit them. And then I hit them and finish them right away. Like Mario, Mario was literally there to beat me, and he got knocked the fuck out. He dropped. I dropped that motherfucker in 2015 of November. Remember Mario, the boxer, Mexican
yeah.
boxer, the undefeated Mexican boxer, the swagger, the wild swinging swagger.
Yeah, man.
He was
that was one of my favorite fights, that one. That was a hell of a fight.
Yeah,
that was a war.
That was, to this day, that's the best, hold that and Gino Escrow, but that is the those two are probably the most competitive fights I've been, because I'm usually not in competitive fights, and this next fight's not going to be competitive, man. It's going to be Charlie Zonoff demolishing the other guys, you know, Marine, another mainstream clown. Like, I'm telling you, this Bellator dude. I came to the UFC gym and I beat the shit out of this Bellator guy so bad that he's fucking posse deleted the video. There was two angles of that fight. They deleted both angles because I beat his ass. He knocked me down. Not really. Like, I slipped, you know. Who cares? I was ahead on points. Who wins that fight? I'm punching his ass, bam, bam, bam. He lands a few, too. But then I land, like, I don't know, five or six shots. He lands, like, two punches, and he lands a knockdown. Who won that fight? I did, right? Hands down. I didn't fall down. My glove just touched the canvas. That's it. I just slipped. And then I got right up, and then I punched him right in the jaw, man. That was it. And then we started arguing, and then I fucking punched him without my gloves, and, you know. You there, bro? Rodney.
Yo. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you hear what I'm saying about the Bellator dude? You know, Bellator,
yeah.
Fake ass. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who do you, like, okay, I landed about five, I landed more punches than him, but he landed a knockdown. So, who wins the fight? I do, right? Because a knockdown is only 2 points.
Man, you absolutely outscored him there, and there was no question about it, man. I thought that was a solid victory on your part.
I mean, the knockdown is 2 points, so if, you know what I'm saying? So I had to have at least, I had to be ahead by at least 1 point. I hit him a lot more times than he hit me. I remember that. So, I mean, it was, so if he landed like two shots and I landed like five, then I win by 1 point, basically. No, I beat him, man. I don't remember how many punches I landed. I just remember I hit him way more times than he hit me.
That's for sure, man. You scored a lot, hell of a lot more shots than he did, and even with that knockdown, look, you still won that fight on points quite easily, I thought.
Yeah, it's not on video, bro, but I'm telling you, I'm sure you take my word for it. I got hundreds of fight videos of me winning, so, I mean, if I'm saying how it went. See, that's the thing. That's what makes me, you know, a great champion. My honesty, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to say that it's not on video. I could have just said I beat this motherfucker. That I did beat his ass, but I didn't. It's not on. He deleted the video. See, that's what I'm saying. It was such an overwhelming win that he still deleted the fight, even though he scored a knockdown against the champ. And I didn't have to say I got knocked down or that my gloves touched the canvas. I didn't have to say that. Did I have to say that? I don't have to say that.
Nah,
it's not on video,
nah,
right?
Sure.
I could have just said, hey, I beat the shit out of Bellator, dude. I did beat the shit out of him, but I'm saying I didn't have to say that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
No question about it, man. And that's the reason why he did delete it.
that he deleted it, you know what I mean? He's a chump, man, you know what I mean? He was like, I'm 12-0, this and that. I'm like, dude, you'll be 12-1 right now, motherfucker. I'm like, let's go. Cage open or not? You don't understand how much I like to beat up these TV fighters, man. Dude. Like, it just feels, it feels great, you know, because they're such frauds, and I just love to expose them, you know what I mean? And in the other radio, I made a point. I said the reason why I don't participate in that crap is because they, you know, you go with some other radio. I said that these idiots would, these promoters and all these clowns, like, when I was, like, 5-0, I beat Akeem Akinbode, top-level fighter, well, good fighter, you know, Akeem's a tough fighter, you know. And I try to do that box rec bullshit, but then that's when I realized that they're a fraud, because they kept canceling cards, these fake cards, these shows, these bullshit shows that they call fights, they kept canceling them. And, you know, they canceled one, then another, then a third. And I went to another promoter. I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck is this promoter BS? There's no promoters in real boxing. There's no, we don't, how did I get fights with Jill Zavala? Which promoter got me that fight against Jill Zavala? Nobody. I got that fight myself. I went to the gym. I seen him. I challenged him, and I beat him. That's a real fight. I'm a real champion. And you haters are delusional. Long story short, motherfucker, that's it. Correct me if I'm wrong, man.
No, that's 100% right, man. And man, not only G Zavala, but, man, you've had that many quality opponents that you've got on your own, Batman. Charlie Z don't need no promoter, you know? That's for sure.
No, it's not that I don't want a promoter. There's, okay, you understand? It's like, they sabotage, they're not, there's no promoters in real boxing, period. If somebody wants to be a matchmaker and say, hey, you know what, I got this guy's number, he wants to fight you, that's cool. But there's no, like, fucking promoter with a suit that's, no, none of that bullshit. No, that's a show, that's WWE, no. That chair throwing press conference, all that shit's staged. These haters are delusional. They watch that shit, and they literally, like, but they like it because they like WWE. It's the same shit as WWE. They like that shit, See, you know what the problem with mainstream boxing is? Okay, they got the fake little build-ups, you know, the 24/7, all that fake shit. You know, an underground boxing doesn't have these build-ups. But the problem is when mainstream boxing, when the bell rings, they build all this shit. The fight sucks. The two fighters suck. You know what I mean? Well, what counts the most? The fight, not the build-ups, none of that. Not the ring entrance, not the... What kind of music are they coming out to? Who cares about that bullshit? What counts is the fight. Underground boxing, I'm the best fighter, hands down. And the opponents I beat, the best opponents, I crushed them. That's you get what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure, man. And, you know, again, that's what makes the UBF so special, man.
What I'm saying is they underachieve all the time. Every time they build themselves up. Oh, look at this fight, this build up. You know, you got fucking Canelo and this motherfucker, Triple G. And dude, these guys are garbage. I beat Canelo and Triple G in the same night. They're too small. They're way too small. But there's one fighter. I mean, sorry, did I just call him a fighter? Okay, there's one fake fighter that I really want to beat. I smashed the Bellator clown. I beat Jill Zavala. I smashed Deontay Wilder. I even smashed his father. Floyd Mayweather said, I want to beat Floyd Mayweather Jr. He weighed in. I saw the video. He was 160. I'm 160. So he has no excuses now. He gained up to 160 because he stopped pretend fighting. So he weighed the same as me. So he's, shit. He got no excuses now. You already know he's going to come up with an excuse. He ain't going to get in the ring with the champ. I'll show him what a... TBE, the best ever? That's Charlie Z, motherfucker. Dude, are you kidding me, man? If I'm beating heavyweights like Derek the Giant, Jill Zavala, imagine what I would do to fucking... Okay, I beat Deontay Wilder, Jill Zavala, and Derek the Giant. Imagine what I'll do to fucking Mayweather Jr., bro. Kill that motherfucker.
Nah, that's
what's
exactly
your take
right,
on
man.
That? If Floyd got in the ring with Charlie Z, man, how many rounds, seconds, minutes... milliseconds would he last, man?
Man, I honestly believe there that you beat Mayweather inside the 1 minute. You know, I mean, if you're blasting Deontay Wilder across the ring the way that you have, and putting away those big super heavyweights, man, what chance has he got? It's impossible for him to beat you.
No, exactly. And the thing is, his whole defense. I mean, his dad said the same shit about himself, that his defense is phenomenal. And you saw what I did to his dad. I dropped him instantly, and then I kept outboxing him. I kept breaking through his weak, fucking hyped up guard. You know, they hyped up their defense. Like I said, hyped up guard. I kept breaking through his hyped up guard, man. Maybe with Junior, it would be because I hate the Punk so much, man. And every time I would win in Vegas, like I'd go, you know, hook up with a bunch of hot girls at the club, and all these girls, they would ask me to beat me with his ass. You know what I mean? But like, because he would show up to the same clubs. He goes to the same clubs I go to. He's lucky I've seen him in real life a long time ago. I'm saying he's lucky that he hasn't met a prime Charlie Zelenoff. He met me when I was a kid. I'm saying now. If he sees me now, he'd get knocked out. He got security. Okay, I got homies. Man, my homies, my Russian homies would destroy his fucking security, man. You know what I mean? I don't walk around with them, but, you know, if I need them to get my back, they'll be there. Trust me.
Yeah, no, look, that'd be a good matchup, like, as far as publicity for yourself, but, man, it'd be an absolute mismatch, man. You'd wipe the floor with
that. Oh, yeah.
Just too small.
Yeah, it would, yeah. Too small, yeah. It would just be a moral victory for me, you know what I mean? I mean, it would be better if I beat Mayweather Jr. and then I beat Deontay Wilder and then I beat that ninjutsu Muay Thai dude. That guy would kill Mayweather, you know what I mean? He's a much better fighter than Mayweather. He's faster than him. He's stronger than him. He's a lot bigger than him. It's like you said, it would be a mismatch. There's no, you know. But again, if he ever, I doubt he'll ever man the fuck up to fight me, but if he ever does, then he's, you know, he's not getting any younger. He's already like 40 years old, and he's getting older, and I'm in my prime. 28 years old, 20 when I'm 29, 30, 31, that's my prime, bro. But the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that's gonna be my prime, bro. This motherfucker ain't, he don't want to see me, man. Nobody wants to see me, man. Cats at the gym, man, the next fucking 23 motherfuckers that I beat, because I may retire at 200 and 0. Well, not for good, but like for like a year or something, or half a year or whatever. The next 23 motherfuckers that I'm about to beat, all 23 of them are going to get executed. It ain't even going to be close. You saw my last, let's see. Okay, 173 was close. That was my last close fight, I promise you. 174, 175, 176, 177, it was all one-sided. Even the Bellator, it was one-sided. I'm telling you, that TV pussy couldn't. I mean, he landed a few punches, but after that, I just destroyed him. That's it. When we started engaging, I won every exchange. He was like six and five.
Well, the other thing there that you have proved, man, over the years, without a doubt, is that, you know, I mean, you can not only throw a hell of a punch, but you can take a punch, and there's no two ways about that. And I mean, and that's why I think, you know, the way that you fight the heavyweights and all these bigger opponents, man, if they can't hurt you, well, you know, the smaller fighters have absolutely got no chance.
Yeah, that's why I only fight heavyweights and cruiserweights. So motherfuckers, these delusional haters are full of shit. When they ask me, like, what do you think about you fighting fucking Sergey Kovalev or Bernard Hopkins, or I'd kill these guys. They're way under the 200-pound limit, man. They got no chance.
Well, and man, you know, again, with like Hopkins and Mayweather, the numbers just aren't adding up, you know. I mean, as you say, man, you're in your prime. They're way too old. They're not heavy enough. And, man, you'd make light work of them fellas.
I'd kill them both. I would definitely knock out the guy that knocked out Hopkins or whatever, you know. The Joe Smith guy, I'll kill that dude, man.